This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Every year, social conservatives from around the country gather in Washington, D.C. for the Values Voter Summit. It's sponsored by the Family Research Council, and in presidential election years, it is considered a must-stop for Republican candidates. Five candidates appeared at the summit's opening yesterday, but the speech getting the most attention was delivered by a Dallas pastor who introduced Texas Governor Rick Perry. NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne reports.
Dr. Robert Jeffress of the First Baptist Church in Dallas took the stage to endorse his fellow Texan Rick Perry. But he was also there, as a pre-speech press release his staff handed out stated, to draw sharp contrasts between Perry and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. Jeffress began,
"Those of us who are evangelical Christians are going to have a choice to make."
The pastor said it's a choice between a candidate who was skilled in rhetoric or leadership, one who was a conservative out of convenience or out of deep conviction. He didn't mention Romney by name, but it was clear he was talking about Romney and Romney's religion, Mormonism.
"Do we want a candidate who is a good, moral person? Or do we want a candidate who is a born-again follower of the Lord Jesus Christ?"
Governor Perry then took the stage.
"I want to say thank you for a rousing introduction. He knocked it out of the park, as we like to say."
Governor Perry delivered a variation on his standard stump speech, but it was Jeffress who was making news. Talking to a group of reporters in the hallway, he was asked to clarify what he was saying about Romney. He said the former Massachusetts governor isn't a Christian. On multiple occasions in that exchange, he called Mormonism a cult. Then on CNN, he repeated himself.
"And that's not some fanatical comment. That's been the historic position of evangelical Christianity. The Southern Baptist Convention, which is the largest Protestant denomination in the world, has officially labeled Mormonism as a cult."
The Perry campaign responded, saying the governor does not believe Mormonism is a cult. Romney was not at the Values Voter Summit yesterday. He speaks today. This audience has long been suspicious of the former Massachusetts governor on social issues. He once supported abortion rights, but now is anti-abortion rights. Many evangelicals simply don't believe him. One prominent Romney supporter who was there yesterday was U.S. Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri. He said Romney has a story to tell about personal values and about his family and his time in public life.
"He lives the values that he talks about and exemplifies, and I think that that's going to be clear to people who are at this meeting this week."
And while all of this was playing out, another candidate was preparing to speak, Atlanta businessman Herman Cain. In recent weeks, Rick Perry's poll numbers have fallen and Cain's have risen significantly. He talked about his new prominence in the field.
"You know, when you run for president and you move into the top tier, I'm just saying, you get this bullseye on your back."
Cain is bracing himself for tougher scrutiny and attacks to come, both from his rival candidates and from the media, the kind of challenge Romney and Perry are already used to. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.